I watched him this night as I had watched for so many nights now. Watched as he paused in the orphanage doorway to talk to a young black girl who had followed him out. She was small, no more than 8 years old, and small for that. He sat on the steps and talked to her for 5 minutes. She sat too and bounced up and down. They laughed. She leaned against him. He touched her hair. A nun came out and stood in the doorway, looking down at them for a moment before she spoke. Then she smiled and held out a hand. The girl bumped her head against the priest. Father Donovan hugged her, stood, and kissed the girl goodnight. The nun laughed and said something to Father Donovan. He said something back. And then he started toward his car. Finally. I coiled myself to strike and... not yet. A janitorial service minivan stood 15 feet from the door. As Father Donovan passed it, the side door slid open. A man leaned out, puffing on a cigarette, and greeted the priest, who leaned against the van and talked to the man. Luck. Luck again. Always luck on these nights. I had not seen the man, not guessed he was there. But he would have seen me, if not for luck. I took a deep breath, let it out slow and steady, icy cold. It was only one small thing. I had not missed any others. I had done it all right, all the same, all the way it had to be done. It would be right. Now. Father Donovan walked toward his car again. He turned once and called something. The janitor waved from the doorway to the orphanage, then stubbed out his cigarette and disappeared inside the building. Gone. Luck. Luck again. Father Donovan fumbled for his keys, opened his car door, got into his car. I heard the key go in. Heard the engine turn over. And then, now. I sat up in his back seat and slipped the noose around his neck. One quick, slippery, pretty twist, and the coil of 50-pound test fishing line settled tight. He made a small ratchet of panic, and that was it. "You are mine now," I told him, and he froze as neat and perfect as if he had practiced, almost like he heard the other voice, the laughing watcher inside me. "Do exactly as I say," I said. He rasped half a breath and glanced into his rearview mirror. My face was there, waiting for him, wrapped in the white silk mask that showed only my eyes. "Do you understand?" I said. The silk of the mask flowed across my lips as I spoke. Father Donovan said nothing, stared at my eyes. I pulled on the noose. "Do you understand?" I repeated, a little softer. This time he nodded. He fluttered a hand at the noose, not sure what would happen if he tried to loosen it. His face was turning purple. I loosened the noose for him. "Be good," I said, "and you will live longer." He took a deep breath. I could hear the air rip at his throat. He coughed and breathed again, but he sat still and did not try to escape. This was very good. We drove. Father Donovan followed my directions. No tricks, no hesitations. We drove south through Florida City and took the Card Sound Road. I could tell that road made him nervous, but he did not object. He did not try to speak to me. He kept both hands on the wheel, pale and knotted tight, so the knuckles stood up. That was very good, too.